Oyster farms are rapidly sprouting up along America's eastern shoreline. Production doubled in just the past 6 years, driven by the farm-to-table movement. As Delaware Public Media's James Morrison reports, the comeback of the oyster, which are filter feeders, are also good for our waterways.
Jimmy Parks is cooking the meat out of a cell phone-sized oyster shell and preparing to drop it into a deep fryer.
For my fried oyster platter, I toss the fries in Old Bay for a little more Maryland flair.
Parks is a longtime chef and owner of the Butcher Station in Winchester, Virginia. He says the way we eat oysters has changed in the past 10 years.
As much food as possibly can go on my plate at the least amount of money I can spend used to be the way things were. And now people are getting away from that and they're gravitating more towards I want cleaner sources.
Not only are we demanding clean sources, we're becoming foodies. A decade ago, you probably would have just ordered oysters. Now, we pay attention to the taste profile, which is sometimes called the miroir of where our oysters come from. Oysters from New England are usually saltier than Chesapeake Bay oysters, which are considered milder and with a buttery finish.
Now, there's, I think, over 3,500 different varieties of oysters in the world, but only 5 species. So it's all about where they come from. So each area has a unique oyster to their water.
I'm heading out to Tim Devine's oyster farm in the Chesapeake Bay. He was a photographer in New York before starting Barren Island Oysters in Maryland 5 years ago.
The cages come up, and then they dump them into here. The upfeed takes them up into our chipping mechanism, which is called a tumbler. It's essentially a rock tumbler that has some holes in it that stores oysters.
Devine grows a strain of oysters that are immune to diseases that have devastated wild oyster populations, and his operation is sustainable. He's taking nothing out of the water except the nutrients his oysters have eaten, and he's putting nothing in but the cages that hold his oysters.
The coolest thing is, within our cages, we see these little shrimp-like creatures that actually eat the pseudo-feces of the oysters. And then things like seahorses and crabs and other things eat those little guys, and then the food chain has begun.
The cages are creating reef-like habitats, and that's helping small sea creatures survive. But the biggest benefit of these farms could be their ability to filter water.
Oyster tissue is being blended in the blender, so now they are going to process it.
Gulnihal Osbay is an oyster researcher at the University of Delaware. She says oysters are filtering phytoplankton and excessive nutrients out of our waterways.
It's like almost like in the aquarium we have filters. Same thing with oysters.
Farmed oysters are raised in clean, monitored waters, so they're basically making clean water cleaner. Osbay says what we really need are sacrificial oysters in our most polluted waterways.
These are filter feeders. As they filter, they will accumulate some of the contaminants.
States like Virginia have these programs and are working to expand them. East Coast states are also processing a backlog of applications to lease thousands of acres of seafloor for new oyster farms. For NPR News, I'm James Morrison.